know, there are a number of issues which come under this heading. Obviously, the most common one that we discuss is Yayin Esther. If he pours the wine, if the Mechala Shabbos pours the wine and it's not Yayin Mevosho, is there a piece of Yayin Stam? Stam Yayin. Another Shaila, another issue, is Seraph Leminyan, whether he may be considered part of the minyan. A third situation, you know, there's an Isser of Bishuaku. Would there be an Isser of Bishu Mechala Shabbos? A fourth one, Meyamoyel, who's a Mechala Shabbos, is he kosher to be the Moyel? During the week? A moyo, is he possible or not? Fifthly, may he receive an aliyah. Another issue, Nesias Kapayim, whether he may duchas. This is a very common problem. Then the question of Bitu Rishus, Shabbos, Erevin. Can he be Mavato or do you have to rent it from him? Another issue, especially for those who live in the outlying districts, you need an aid for Kiddushin. You don't have an adequate number of Shomer Shabbos. And let's say an aid Mechala Shabbos signed a get. Is the get possible or not possible? Another Shaila, may one who is a Mechala Shabbos be a president of a shul? Try to fight that one. Also, when we say one is a Mechala Shabbos, the Fahesir, by the way, referring to Mechala Shabbos and Fahesir. Mechala Shabbos with Sina is not that problem. Mechala Shabbos and Fahesir. I should have modified it before. When we say it's a Mechala Shabbos and Fahesir, does it mean only a Nisa Skila, where there's a question of Nisa? Well, let's say it's only a Lav. Let's say it's only a Nisa Asay, like a Mishrus, I mean of Tishbos and Shabbos. What about if he's a Mechala Shabbos by Hesia and Nisa the Rabbana? These are the different issues which are taken up and discussed frequently at length by the various posters. We also have to define what is the basis, the conceptual basis of saying that a Mechala Shabbos v'Fahesya is analogous to an Ovid Avodah Zarah, to an Akum. That is the problem. And another important issue, what is the Fahesya? What do we mean by Fahesya? Do we mean the Fahesya where the 10 Jews actually saw him? Does it mean that it must be 10 Shomer Shabbos Jews? Let's say they themselves are Mechalei Shabbosos. Or, let's say that there's a rumor about this fellow. It's circulated throughout town. This guy's a Mechala Shabbos. is he so designated as a Mechala Shabbos by Hesed? Or let's say he's a Mechala Shabbos by Hesed with limitations. Let me give you an example. Let's say he's a Mechala Shabbos, let's say there's a member of my congregation who's a Mechala Shabbos. But in my presence, he will not be Mechala Shabbos. He's embarrassed. He's embarrassed. The rope is there. Or an Al-Tayyid, Al-Sumayyid, Ben Torah, an honorable individual. He sees him coming, he'll throw the cigarette away. You know a story about Rav Meir Simcha. He used to take an afternoon walk in Dvinsk, and once crossed the bridge. There was a bridge here. And the bridge were the maskilim, or whoever they were, they had their cheres for him. But they were smoking their cigarettes and their cigars. But when they noticed him approaching, they flicked over the bridge their cigarettes. He passed by, he says, it's a chayyabigger than lotashkis. I mean, he's a wrench. You were caught. But let's say it's this fellow who smokes the cigarette and throws it aside because the rov is coming. Is he considered a Mechala Shabbos v'Fahesed? And there's an interesting Torah Chaim, the Anachron on Gemara Erevin, Gemara in Samachtes, which brings a raya from the Gemara that if there is another Gadol. And by the way, when I use myself's analogy, I didn't mean as the Odom Gadol. But he uses the term as an Odom Gadol, that if he's embarrassed or conceals the act of Chilul Shabbos, he's not to be considered a Mechala Shabbos v'Fahesed. So these are the different issues that are taken up by the poskim in defining what is v'Fahesed. And also, by the way, there's a classic shita, which you're probably aware of, is the Bala Yitzhurs, that says the Mechala Shabbos v'Fahesed is the one who works on the field, Avodas Karka. And you know, Rabbi Kivega quotes in Yoredeya, and others quote it. And the poskim and they try to determine what is the basis for this limitation by the Bala Yitzhur. Why is he so defined? It's interesting how they try to find a source, groping for it. The question is in halacha, though, even though it's a das yachid, which has been put aside, do we consider it as a snif lehetera? And in the poskim, there's a dispute. Some will say we cannot consider that particular shita as a snif, as an adjunct to a heter. Where others will say, well, even though the Bala Yitzhur Shita is not universally accepted, it is only a das yachid, yet, together with other reasons, will be mitzarefit. Now, the sources for this halacha is in two areas. It's in the Gemara Chula, which if you learned Chula already, it's Daf Hei. And it's a Gemara in Eretz. In the Gemara in Erevin, it does not appear to be universally accepted. There are 2 days in the Gemara Erevin. However, we posture that a Mechala Shabbos v'Fahesed is Ka'akum. Why? Why is he a Ka'akum? Why do we consider him like an Akum? So Rashi is a definition. Rashi's definition is an Akum is an idolater. He worships another god, so-called. Rashi says if somebody does not observe Shabbos, he's a kofir. He's a co-heir in my separations. By him observing Shabbos is an expression of his emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And if he does not observe, if he does not observe Shabbos, so it's a reflection of his kfira. Therefore, since he is kofar for my separations, he's analogous to an akum. Therefore, the din is, the halacha is, that a machal of Shabbos is, the fahesia that is like an akum. But again, I just want to add that this is not a shita that is universally approved in the Gemara, in Erevin, because there appears to be two different days. However, the Gemara in Kulin appears to accept that particular position. There is a Das Yochid, which is Rashi himself. Rashi points out in a tshuva that we don't accept the day as a ka'akum, not like an akum, not like the other day. But that's in the tshuvas of Rashi. I think I must have quoted here amongst these pages. Rashi points that out. However, the poskim, the psak has been that a mechal Shabbos with Fahesha is analogous to an akum. Why? What's the reason for it? Interestingly, they're all trying to find the sources for it, or at least the concept of it. Do we say that a Mechal Shabbos is analogous to an akum in the total sense? That is bein lekula bein lechumra. There's a time when it could be that it may lead to a kula as well. Or do we say it's dakka lechumra? But if it leads to a kula, then he's not a. Then we do not say it's ka'akum. See, how could he lead to a kula? Let me give you a quaint case. There's a sefer that has been published by Sternbuch in Eretz Yisrael. You heard of Sternbuch? He wrote the Mordim Zmanim on Moed, distant relative of mine. And for a while he was in South Africa, the head of a kollel. And there he received a lot of shines. And he published a volume called, I have the interest in there. I don't recall, on Hogos, whatever it is. And there are sections dealing with Mechalel Shabbos. Yes, the Shabbos dealing with Mechalel Shabbos. And he says the following, Shabbos came to him, certain community, and there, you can't have a minyan unless you're going to call it the Mechalel Shabbos. How can you do that? What brain is it? Someone who's a Mechalel Shabbos like this. It's a Shabbos. He's Ka'akum. If he's a Ka'akum, then he may not be considered a member of the Minyan. But then he continues, can we demand that the shuls be closed down? And if you go outside of New York, Moruba de Kula, most Minyanim consists of Mechalel Shabbos. What should we do in that case? But logically, would appear, since he's Ka'akum, how can you incorporate him as part of a minyan? But then he says, if you will consider it totally like an akum, what will be? The frumi is, we're not able to hear Baruch Hu and Kiddushin, there will be no Kriyas at all. So that will be a kula. So he says, in that case, where it will lead to a kula, that's not what the Chazal means. It's only the chumra. There's Magad, the Maya, it would be like an Akra. That's a Chumra. But this, what?
How is that a Chumra?
He was the execution bar. He won't be the kind of this. Listen, push that to him. Is arguing with Shermuch. What? Some will say that. Not all agree to that. That's an issue that has to be taken up. What? Yeah, I'm not dismissing that. You're right. They discussed that, whether it is a bracha or not. So, according to him, that will lead to a coup. He's giving the kind of thinking. So therefore he says, in this case, you may incorporate him, include him in the minyan, in order to hear Kedusha, read the Torah. If, however, don't make a practice out of that. There's still a caveat which he adds. Now, I was thinking about it based on what concept. If you're going to say it's a psul guf, where's the reason here? And it's interesting, the Chaim Brister discusses this in his Chidushim, the Rambam, in Hilchus Tefillin. He quotes from Rav Simcha Zelig, because the din is here that a goy is possible to write a gift because of the Adaiti the Nafshim. So is this an umdana or is this a psul guf? So Simcha Zelig quotes the Rambam in Gerushim. Rambam in Gerushim says that a akum is pasur and a machal of Shabbos is ka'akum, and therefore it may not write the get. So if it's a question of an umdana, why do you put them both in the same category? This is so. Need not necessarily be so. The Gemara is referring to a goy. And I'm back to the Nashis. But he's saying it's a question of a psul. The fact that he's a goy is a psul guf. And since a Mechal Shabbos is analogous to a goy, that's a psul guf in this part. So if we say it's a psul guf, taken from that angle, then how can you incorporate him in the minyan if even it will lead to a kula, as Sternberg wants to say? Unless we follow the reasoning of the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer gives a reason why the Chazal say the Mechal of Shabbos is Ka'akum. And by the way, the source of that, the Mechal of Shabbos of Ahesya, if he pours the wine becomes fussel, that is definitely a Rashi. Beis Yosef quotes it. It's a Chuvas Arad book. It's incorporated, by the way, here in the packet, where I believe he quotes the Rabbeinu Yonah. Quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, stating specifically that a Mechal of Shabbos is like a goy, and therefore the maga of a Mechal of Shabbos will pass on the wine. Some want to suggest that the Bahaj is the source for it, because the Gemara we don't find it. We find only in terms of Shizim or Gan Bitu Rishus. But the Bahaj does discuss this issue. So Rav Avadi Yosef in his Yabi Omer says the source is the Bahaj, the way he reads the Bahaj. And it says, since the Baha'i is Libre Kapolah, obviously there's no way out, though he finds other heteros. Others, however, deny it. They said the reading of the Baha'i is incorrect. The Baha'i was referring to a Mechal of Shabbos, someone who poured the wine in Shein Nisachayayim, not merely poured it because he didn't pass it just because it's Mechal of Shabbos of Ahesa. It was a Jew who just manasseh the wine, God wrote his own. That's what the Baha'i is referring to. But that's not the issue for us. But definitely it's the right. Rajwa quotes his Rebbe Rabbeinu Yonah. What's the reason for it? Why do we say a Mechal of Shabbos a Hesser is like an Akum? So, the basis for it, according to Chassam Sofer, is a Knas. It's a penalty. We penalize that individual who is a Mechal HaShabbos. Why? Because his Chilul Shabbos is tantamount to Akum. He's a Kozel. So what he does is like an Akum. If we take this kind of a reasoning, this is my conjecture, I can understand Sternberg's thinking in saying that this is only Lechumra, but not Lekula. The Knas is Machmir, but not where it should lead to a lenience. By the way, this concept that it's only Lechumra is not only of Sternberg's. I've noticed it in other Jews as well. So I want to suggest it's Dr. Lechumra and not Lekula. But we say it's simply a soul growth. I find his kind of thinking a little difficult. Like we say, Odaheh, Odaheh. But based on how the Chassam Sofer defines the reasoning for a Chalas Shabbos is Ka'akum, I can understand it. I can understand his kind of thinking. The problem in the process, excuse me, had your hand up?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Isn't it like somebody from Chalas Shabbos from doesn't do any
mitzvah,
doesn't
push bowls,
and like somebody goes to like when they hit it Friday night.
Would it come to that?
Yeah, because he takes the
ritual operation. Yeah, that's the Binyan Siyam. We'll get to that. I might go step by step. But not everyone accepted the Binyan Siyam's approach. You have the Minchas HaOzer. And you have to understand what is the machlokes between the Minchas HaOzer and the Binyan Siyam. And some will say, well, we can rely on the Binyan Siyam, and others will say it was not acceptable by others, because if you look at the Binyan Siyam, the Binyan Siyam's tshuva is not amongst those tshuvas of Psach Halacha, La'alach L'maisa. It's in the area where it says, you know, for consideration. So what has happened with many poskim is that they accepted that that was a regular psach, because whatever the reasons are. We'll get to that. That's why it's two sessions. Where was I at? Oh yeah, the question amongst the poskim, this is in order to understand how the contemporary poskim dealt with the Shabbos. What is the status of the Mechal HaShabbos? Is Taka an Akum in all respects? That means in all these issues which we had enumerated before, he's Pasul? Or do we say no, not in all respects? May you cook the mushroom, cook food, and yump it for a Mechal HaShabbos. For an Akum, it's not permitted. But for Mechal HaShabbos, if you say Mechal, remember, Mechal HaShabbos for Hesya. If you say it's a Mechal HaShabbos for Hesya, it's the Akum. Was the knas to the point? Is there such a soul good, you know, we say, that one may not cook for him a yontif? What is the thing? The Tzitzeliasa deals with that problem. I incorporated the brackets. Deals with that problem. Interesting, he quotes, I think, the Ma'am Sheikh. Ma'am Sheikh makes a declaration. It's an interesting observation. He don't go generally the Chumash in this, in these matters. He says the following. What's the niyut in the Gemara Chulin? Or in Eruv? Kiyakik Nikem. Right? That if someone from amongst you wants to bring a korban, it eliminates the korban of a Akum and that of a Mechal HaShabbos. But a ger would be permitted. In the pasuk regarding Yantiv, it says, Lachem. Lachem could mean call me, sir. Call Lachem, as he says. Everybody. Every Jew, no matter who he is. From Mitz, from Ali. Mikem does not mean that he is declassified as a Jew. It does not mean we say he's an Akum himself. We just do not allow him because of his kfira. But I even liked him. He isn't Ben Grayson. And the Gemara will include a Ger, but not include a Mechal Shabbos, because we don't want his call. He's a sinner. Therefore, that kind of a sinner's cover we don't want. And what's the reason? Some want to suggest why the Gemara says that we do include the Korbanos of Poshim. But not this one. Of the others, there's a chance of the truth. That's how some interpret it. Whereas if there's already a Machal of Shabbos, then by Hesher, we don't have that much hope he'll do tshuva. So the Maram Sheik wants to suggest it is not a universal soul that is attached to the individual. It's only depending upon the situations. So in terms of Shkita, in terms of the Korbanos, we disallow any contributions of Korbanos from that individual. The question will be, if we disallow the Korbanos, what about being a star to a minion? Still is remarkable Korbanos. And it's a tefillah to Eva. Do we allow it or don't we allow it? We get back to the root of the problem. So, Rav Herzog, for example, amongst others, is of the opinion that his individual korban is disallowed. As a yochid, we say to us to Abel. However, he can be part of the community for tefillah. He is part of a community. We're not taking his particular tefillah. It's the tefillah of the community. That's the case. You may incorporate him as part of the minyan. Definitely not. I don't think he would allow it. He lacks the qualifications to be a Shulam Tzibur. He's an Barabayan, he's an Abayan, and so on and so on. Others, however, take a different perspective. See how you view it from different perspectives. I'll quote somebody who's a contemporary, and I like to not focus only on one side of positions. But we have to be taken to the mindset of everybody. One who represents a severe position is the Deborah Tzina, the Bear of Ocean. Said, and by the way, it's reflective of a certain tendency in Hamas, which would be normally like the Minchas Arosa. But I use it because of the wording in his text. Yeah, Felix Toledo. Fill with Russians are Toeva. Thing you cannot incorporate as part of the minyan. How can he share? How can he be part of the minyan? It means that Tefillah represents the community. He's the apostle for that. See, Herzog, Rav Herzog Zal, took a different perspective. His Tefillah may be a Toeva. But the Tefillah of the Tzibur doesn't become a Toeva because he's part of the Tzibur. Whereas those of the bare motion, like-minded, will say, what do you mean, how can he be part of a tzibur, which without his participation, there would not be a tefillah tzibur? So there's a psul in the tefillah. How they, two different perspectives on that issue. Yes? We'll get to a Kriyas HaTorah.
Why not an Archimedes?
Yeah, that's the problem.
That for
we're dealing with that. You mean why he cannot be a Shliya Tzibur?
No, but what makes good? So, I mean, why can't I use him as a guide? Like, so what if he feels that way?
That's the Heichal Yitzchak. That's Rav Herzog's argument. That's Rav Herzog's argument.
The blaming is not to feel. So who cares if his tefillah is the way
there? He's just part of the community. You have a tefillah of the community.
No, outside of the issue of tefillah.
Yes.
Free of cover. Or
same place, same problem.
So
did that Rishina would not that he made. Let's say he 10 for a Kriya Sator.
So what if this someone, I mean, what's the halakhic significance of this tefillah being
a regarding Kriya Sator, he touches upon Kriya Sator, excuse me. I apologize there. The question is, what if you get an Aliyah? That's the he'll tackle. No, Aliyah is making the bracha. By making the bracha, does he believe in the Torah? He can become a bracha of Atola. Sternberg points that out. Even Rav Moshe deals with that problem. A bracha of Atola. Rav Moshe even goes a step further. Rav Moshe will say, even though it takes leniency, by the way, Rav Moshe. The Moshe will say that even he is a product of Kfirah. It's not his fault. He was born into a family. Sure, my son, a family. Maybe he should even receive an Aliyah. Not because there's a psul in him as such, but simply he doesn't believe in it. So the brother, my brother, my son. He's got to make the brother. He doesn't believe in that. Yes.
Isn't there a Quran that says that every nation should have one Russia?
You raise the point which someone raised with other poskim and the what's his name? The Chacham Tzvi. It's called in here. The Chacham Tzvi was asked that question. But he depends what kind of a value. Yes, he's an Avaya. I'm a sinner, glad I said. Fine, you got to include his name. Why not? But if he's defiant, and he's constantly that way, that's a style of living, that's not the what the Chazal meant.
But how do you know that? It could be the...
That's his position. I'm not saying he has clear-cut evidence in the Gemara. But that's the stance that he took.
The Gedalim to the Torah is open up, which is on a very bad rail.
Right. That's a Gemara to say. You're right. You're absolutely correct. Not a Nakum. Not only that, he has other, he has a meaning and something that will still be incorporated. But so is really defiant. Or as some interpret a Tajbah. Tajbah says he can't incorporate for a davening for tefillah. Is the one who is the fight against that. Not that the Jew is too lazy to die. He gets up in the morning, he has no time, he has to rush out to the stock market. It's his philosophy, not the doctor. It's his philosophy that this is totally unnecessary. He denied its validity. So the Chacham Tzvi and the Chachbat will say he cannot incorporate him into that meaning. Correct, yes. Because this issue was brought, by the way, also by a Sefer, a Sfarik Sefer, Rav Polit, very interesting Sefer, by the way. And he interprets the Tashbash. Otherwise, he says you couldn't incorporate him into a name. What you're saying, same thing. But again, you have to define the particular individual. That's it, correct. Any other questions? You know, I'm new at this, so help you down. Yes.
As a friend never seen her, what would you say about Hillel that and start making the minion for Kriya Sator, which does not represent a tefillah normally, it's just
him. It's not a tefillah. Yeah, he raised the same question. That's the same question.
How did never seen her question?
I would assume you might find a head start. I have to reconsider that bare motion. There's a lot of writing over there. He writes a lot, you know. This gentleman, I know his name, this gentleman argued, maybe according to Deborah Senior, it would be permitted, but so not to get the Aliyah. Interesting is a Raja Chovah. Raja Chovah says the following. Whenever you don't need the status of individuals, then be permitted to incorporate. Let's say, for example, but if you need the instakus, the tzibur is composed of individuals, then it would not be permitted. Give me an example. Shachris, he would say. Tzibur shachris. You need a composition of 10 individuals. So you cannot incorporate. Definitely not. But Tfilas Musaf, he says, depends upon a Mishnah. Because there is a view in the Mishnah that the Tfilas Musaf was ordained only when you have a Chevra Ha'ir, a community. Because the Rakat Shalom makes distinctions when you call a Tzibur like a different entity, a distinctive entity, or when you consider it a composition of individuals. So he says those situations where it's a composition of individuals, like Shachris, the Mechala Shabbos Vehesya would not be permitted to be part of that minyan, the opposite. However, if the Tzibur is considered like a separate entity, not a composition of individuals, not a Tzibur, but rather a, like we call today, what a corporation kind of thing, a different personality, so of course you can be part of that. So therefore would answer the problem about Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah is a mitzvah for the community, it's not a mitzvah for the yachid. So according to many things, isn't it? It's not that I am a chuyah being in Kriyas HaTorah, I'm a chuyah as far as the tzibur. The tzibur should have Kriyas HaTorah. So that means that the tzibur is a separate personality. It's not a composition of individuals. It's not an aggregate of distinctive persons. We form a new personality, like a corporation. Therefore, that's Kriyas HaTorah. Therefore, that could be Tzilas HaMusaf, according to some deists in the Mishnah.
If you follow that through, then you can follow it back to Shabbos even. Or unless the Shabbos is still a Tzibur or nothing.
Yeah, I know. And it's a there, right?
Even more than that, the Tzibur of the individuals, if we have 10 people, we really only need Shisha Shivam is following, and he could just be tagging on as the 10 and not count as happening at all.
I don't know how you consider the four. As four individuals or forming a new personality. I know your argument about Tfilas HaTzibur. I really know. And I was thinking of that too. The Rabbi Shem does not want to consider it in that sense. And you can argue with the Rabbi. I'm not going to say don't argue with you. I see a difficulty there. You're right. From my standpoint, from my humble position, I see that difficulty. When you say Tfilas HaTzibur, but the Rakat Shalom's argument seems to be that it's an aggregate of 10 individuals. So, it's the same question. I'm just thinking aloud now. I hope you forgive me. When the Gemara talks about you got to have 10, let's say one's a cousin. Maybe the son of a cousin to a man. So what is the concept of being cousin of Smith? What is that concept? If we talk in terms of 10 individuals, I mean, the cousin is not an individual in the sense. It's not a barchi also. So what's the concept of the cousin? It would appear more so that we're talking about forming a community. I want to explain to a class what's the idea of a sneak. I said, when you buy a glass of beer, and he fills it up fast, what's the upper part of that beer called? Foam. It's beer, it's not beer, you know. I say the curtain is the foam for the minions. So, but I would like your kind of thing. Because he's the foam of the minions, that means you have a, he helps to make a community, but the same thing, I get the 10 individuals, he's not an individual in that sense. Can I get to that point? But anyway, these are the chilukim that the Rakat Shalom wants to make. And that where there is the requirements of 10 individuals, he is possible. When there is not when you're just forming a new personality, a corporate personality, then he may be part of that personality. He becomes the phone of that community. See, the question is, the Chassam Sofer quotes another Meluyim. I'm not going to go out to lunch, just touching them tangentially. The bia of a mechalas Shabbos with my nesi, is that the same as a bia of an akum? Let's say a woman lived with a mechalas Shabbos by Hesse. If you say like an akum, then may she marry a kohen later. What is the status of that mechalas Shabbos by Hesse? Is it totally like an akum in every respect, or do we say no? It depends on the situation. What would be the reason to disqualify a Mechala Shabbos by Hesed? What is the compelling reason in each particular situation? Yes?
There are sheets that says that that's true.
He quotes the Abin Malin.
That would have ramifications regarding that Luna.
In what sense do you mean?
But
oh, she married a Mechala Shabbos.
If she married a Mechala Shabbos, then this is some of the, you know, most of these cases would be.
You are raising a valid question. You're raising a shaila that was raised by the Gaonim, Rabbi Hodaya Gaon. His decision was that a mumah, how shall the hesed, then it can't stand category, and that you don't need a get from him. So the question again is raised. You don't need it. Does he mean Mechumra? Or does it mean it as a halakha sukkah? Even Beis Yosef quotes it as a shita. And also there's a Mordechai that quotes it. There's a tendency to think accordingly. But we don't pass it that way. I mean, there's no heter. I mean, but that is an old shiloh. That's a very, very serious machlokas amongst the Gaonim. It is status like a goy in the complete sense. Also, you can make a chiluk. Let's say when she married him, he was a Shomer Shabbos, and later became a Mechalas Shabbos. So if we say the kedushin was definitely a kedushin, does she now need severance from him, a means of a get? But if he were a Mechalas Shabbos, the Fahesia, when she married him, then the Kedushin is invalid anyways. So she would not require a get. These are the different aspects of the Shabbos that are raised. And the Poskim generally do not accept the position of Rabbi Hudaybra. Require a Gita of Kiddusha. There's no question about it. If you want a summary of that subject, I think an excellent summary, by the way, is about the Yosef in the Jabir Omer. I haven't included it, so volume one. As you know, he generally can summarize. And I will concede that a lot of the care got from him, but you have to look up sources. Not that he doesn't quote correctly, Chassid Shalom, but to get the nuance of the position, you have to look up the source. Because he doesn't always quote all verbatim. Oh yes, regarding this Rashi, there's an interesting insight. You say Mechalas Shabbos is ka'akum. Why? He's a cult of the mice and bridges. So if we say it's ka'akum, then the shaila is raised. If he pours the wine, then the wine becomes stanyeno. There's a Sheilas David, or David Kalina, a fascinating piece of observation. Remarkable chiluk he makes. And he wants to be mashal. The wine that a Mechalas Shabbos by Hesher will pour. What does Rashi say? It's like he's saying in French, with after hell the Rashi. Rashi says, Akum is an idolater. Right? He worships the idols. What is a makhala shara from Vayasa? Rashi said, sins, the works on Shabbos. Vayasa, he is like Kofi the Maisi Bereshis. Is he an idolater? In essence, is he an idolater? What is he? How would you define him? Would you define him as an idolater?
No.
An atheist. He's not an idolater. What's the psul for in the one? That he may be an idolater. So therefore, a goy, even if he is not torn for the sake of idolatry, we say stam yenam is possible, right? But a mechal shavs v'hesh is not an idolater. A mechal shavs v'hesh is an atheist. Who says there's a psul of yayin hesh that he's an atheist? What is he going to pour it to? To whom? So according to the Shira Dover, David Kalina, and by the way, it's in the Haggaz, the notes of his, not in the Shuva per se, he deals with a certain Sharon lady, to Machal Shabbos, and so on. He says, according to his opinion, a Machal Shabbos v'fahesh, without all the hetem of the Binyan Sion and so on, doesn't touch them, because he didn't deal with Achronim. He says, according to his humble opinion, he should not be considered an Achronim. In that sense, we impose chumas upon him in certain situations, his chita is not kosher, whatever it is. But he is not an akum. That's where we parcel the akum because he's an idolater, that cannot apply to him. It reminds me, by the way, this past Monday I was at a bar mitzvah. I met a chap. He came to have some arguments with me. I'm innocent, trying to really eat some of the smorgasbord. He's got an argument about egalitarianism and so. He said, "What do you mean?" I said, "You have no God." He says, "What do you mean I have no God?" Of course not. Reconstructionism, which he claimed to be, Kaplan's religion, God is not a central motif in your religion. It's the same thing. Once someone said that, what's the difference between the three different denominations? When a Reform rabbi delivers an invocation as Almighty God in heaven and thou bestowest goodness upon thy people, so and so on, grant them thy abundance of thy blessings, and so on, a conservative translates the bracha, an Orthodox says, Baruch Atah Hashem, and the Reconstructionist says, to whom may concern. So I said, you have no God. He says, we do have a God. I says, you don't have a personal God. Nature. God of nature. What's nameless? Well, we don't have a personal God. There is God. I said, I know who's the God there. There is no God. Be quiet. If you believe in it, look at the face of the person out of this. It's a little bracha. Preferable maybe. I don't know. But in their faith, so-called, there is no God as we understand the concept of a personal God. It is your right, so I says, then to whom do you pray? Why pray unto him? Pray to yourself. So that's not prayer, that's therapy. It's not prayer. Well, I think that was the termination of the conversation. Same thing here, too. What is the Machal Shabbos if I ask you? He denies Kodesh Baruch Hu as the creator of the world. That's all. A shtickle of reconstruction. But he's not going to call him an idolater. So that's the kind of issue with God. He is not an idolater. Yes.
It was still like today, you know, short back in those days when these questions came up. Like, also, there are still there are that are not Jews, but are idolaters, but they're still like the Jews in Iraq, or some Muslims and people like that. And still, they make some Dabiyanum. Okay? So we're not even today that still, just like in Austin today, you know, can't go and touch one.
What was that again?
Okay.
Let's start from the beginning, please.
Okay. In those days, in Akron, right, who were really not idolaters, they probably believed in one God, just that they're not Jews.
You mean like Christians?
Christians are like Muslims, I think.
You Muslims be better. Christians are Shiloh.
Yeah,
Shiloh Shito, that's another Shiloh.
Your Muslim is better. Okay, and in those days,
not Muslim is better, but it's easier to comprehend halakha.
Okay, and even then, in those days, they touch wine, you still say that you're talking about wine. Okay,
a goy, because he's a goy.
He's a goy, right?
Yeah.
But still, today, you call this some halachas.
We look, it will be a question of look, already.
I don't know.
We make no distinction whether the goy believes in an idolatry, doesn't believe in idolatry. Stam Yidam is awesome.
Can you also apply that to the Jew? Called an outlook.
This is the question of the Shailas Davids. I understand what you're saying, and others would agree with you. You probably have a whole list of Pruskim agreeing with you on that. But the Shailas Davids say no. Shailas Davids, there are certain halachas which are applicable to him that would apply to an Akum, but not in certain areas which requires an adherence to idolatry. And Yain is a question of idolatry. That's how he would argue.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. I'm not trying to defend or criticize. I'm trying to define to the best of my ability the position of the Shailas Davids. Yes.
Why
are
we coming here? So the Shailas Davids is arguing on the truth already.
Yeah. In a sense, yes. Yes.
But don't be surprised. You have to know the personality of Shailas Davids.
I know. Not because I'm a goat, but I'm certainly not. My father now comes from the Pinsk. But Dabit Karina, Karin is a suburb of Pinsk. And my father had met him when he was a young, when father was a young black, at a Brochetown. My father's uncle was a successor to Dabit Karina, but never named us the Rav. After Dabit Karina, nobody was Rav of the Karim. He was only the Abbot. They wouldn't give him the title as Rav. Like in Vilna, when the Rav of Vilna was only God. So my father told me this is traditional. And you see in the story, the little bit that I have seen of the Dabit Karina. Dabit Karina does not deal with Achrot. They once asked him about a place. This I got it from my father. They asked him about the Pseis. He said, yeah, I haven't looked at it for 30 years. He dealt only with Rishon. He was his own interpreter, a secular priest, in a sense. He dealt with Rishon. That was his approach. He goes through sheep after sheep after Rishon. He's a very independent soul. And he was known as the Gadol's Gadol. There's stories about the Dabit Karina. My father knew because he was from that area, and so my father was from a base of rock. And so that's how I get these little stories. But that's what Dabit Karina, yeah, Eochinami. Eochinami said, according to Rashi, will not be according to the, will not be the Rashi's approach. Yes, right. Since my father's issue, that's how he will say. He's not satisfied. That's Rashi Shita, not the Rashi Shita. Didn't bother me. So knowing his personality, his derech halimud, Dabit Karina was a very independent he was a god. Yeah, so the one of the major problems that happened, raised, what is the status? Is that status of that as a goy in a total sense, a psul hagruf? It would appear from the writings of the Chaim Brisker and others, it's a psul hagruf, that's it. Even what's his name, I will quote him in total now, maybe next time, even the Har Tzvi, what's his name? Three face of friends, that's all. And he talks in these terms. He's very strong, by the way, very rigorous about not allowing a Mahalakas Vahesi to participate in certain. I want to get out to another aspect. And I don't want to deal yet at great length with the all the different reasonings for being matir or being asir in a practical sense. But I'd like to, as much as possible, focus on that next week. I want to deal with attitudes first. By the way, the Chassam Sofer, even though he says, he will add that he will not do tshuva if he will persist. Hari hu mufdal mikahal yisrael v'nidon ki yosei min hadas v'nenu lo yisrael v'lo notri below Toga, I assume he means the Turk. And he repeats that elsewhere as well. The Eshel of Kufu Aidei, sorry, Hamadina, Harehu, Mufrash, Umufdal, Meyadas Israel, Veilodas Cloud, Upasuli Eidus, Belishhua, Ulachol Dovor, in clear terms, without any well-pulling punches. Why I point this out is to appreciate the mindset of those postmates that are mocking. Like those of the Minchas Elazar, the Imre Yosher, Meir Arik, and others. Because the Chassam Sofer, you need to find the, or designated the status of the Mechaber Shaul Zefayas. So you just can't dismiss this particular position. I'm not saying that should be the Psak. But we certainly cannot dismiss it. We have to see both sides of the fence. Of course, we haven't touched upon the being seen and the others. I'll give you something cute. When Moshe Feinstein approach you. You say that a Mechal Shalva Fahesu, whether the Tei Avon or the Nazim, is Ka'akur. But Mechal Shalva Fahesu, still a Jew, still acceptable. She asked the question, why? Still a halachah. The same guy, whether he drives the car publicly or he drives his lawnmower and his estate outside of town to mow the lawn on Shabbos, call that the sinner, and he won't do it publicly. Why is he not considered ta'akum? So he wants to make a very interesting distinction. And we know, by the way, halachically, this had occurred to me, we know that even the tzina is considered worse than that of the fumbina, God of the Megadim. Right? Alchemize. So why here? So he says, like, it's interesting. When do we consider him a kofir? When he's takir, mechal shabbos again. He's defined. Alvin who mitzad sheina omei b'nisiyon yisayon. But he's unable to withstand temptation. The havochas mamo, making money. Or the malos ta'avoso, eilo, Why do we consider him? Because he's cocky to find. But if he cannot withstand temptation, you have no right to designate him, define him as a kofar. Therefore, he says, Betsino, Yochol lo mashu hu rak l'mali talbasa. If he does a Betsino, he'd say he couldn't resist it. He had to mow the lawn. It bothered him that the grass was 12 inches high. Or he didn't want to pay someone to do it for him. Vachim lo makru. He didn't say that. Yochol lo mashu shehu rak l'mali talbasa. Vasim lo makum tolinon mitzad cheskas kashus shirak lemali tarvoso v'lo mitzad kofim v'chazina sh'ach ochel nevelis l'teyobon yesh lo cheskas kashus shelo yochal lahachis v'shul v'choshut l'kal lo choshut l'chomot. Aval b'fai hesyo, harei machshavto v'kavonoso heim devorim shebelei. If he's doing it b'tavoso, publicly, we don't know what his intentions are. They're in the heart. They're concealed things. Shelo yodu l'horoyim. And those who will observe him being mechallel Shabbos, they're going to suspect him doing it out of defiance. Not because he couldn't withstand temptation. V'horoyim yomru, they'll say, she'osez den mitzad yehu kofir. And those who observe this guy must be a kofir. They don't know what's lurking in his heart. If he doesn't do it publicly, only privately, they'll say, probably, you know, he couldn't resist it, he had to mow the lawn. But he's passing by the shul in the car. Probably it's not because of Tavosa, not because he wanted to ride his new limousine. V'royim yomu she'osezem mitzad shehu kofir nitzo she'osa maisek firo v'chol opa af him, even though the lipo hu mani v'adishem v'osa rak mitzad ha'rosa but the kevan she'osa le'ene roim v'hechach hu v'opa she'horoyim yivshiru mais yifashru maso Shehen yedinuhu kekofel. Therefore he says, here's the reason for that. Here's the problem. I don't know how he got to the basis of it. So therefore, today we have a right to judge people generally because of that. Even though they do it the best. So in other words, what he's suggesting, this is in times when the norm was Shmir Shabbos. If the norm is Shmir Shabbos, and if he does it publicly, people will consider it as a defiance. Then they don't know what's in his heart, that it couldn't resist temptation. But in an age where people are working on Shabbos, and they're doing it because of Tavor, we have a right to assume it, even if it's Mechallel Shabbos, the fires. So we can judge, designate, even those Mechallel Shabbos, but Hesed, they're doing it out of time. But he adds here an explanation. What is the idea of the Mechallel Shabbos by Hesed? People will view it as a defiance. That's why the Mechallel Shabbos, the Shabbos by Hesed, the Teyodom, what's in his heart, it's nothing to do with us. It is how we observe the action. What?
We have that.
Okay. I incorporate most of the notions.
Yeah, I think you get the general idea what I'm emphasizing. So that's true. But I'm interested in the motifs, the ideas. Let's look in Yitzhak, maybe some of the halachic, more what we call kabbalistic writers, the Sama Yeshiva. But I just want to bear down first on ideas and attitudes. Yes?
Let's say something about the doctor. Let's say a doctor is on call, and he have to take a car, you know, my father, they have to go for a religious neighborhood, or have to drive his wife to the hospital to send a baby, something like that. Now,
he would probably, you can, based on this kind of thing, if you, he feels I have what you call the need to do it, I'm not doing it defiantly, and even though he may not have a head to say take a cab or it's not a pikuach nefesh, it's over. I'll tell you frankly, I know there are doctors and there are doctors. There are doctors showing the Shabbos in the total sense. Doctor Tuchut HaSara, be very careful. And there are doctors, from the doctors, that are more hesitant, for you can't try it. And don't ask a shayla. That I know, like a fellow once told me, yeah, I went, maybe I should have done it. Maybe I should not have done it. I know my son once stayed at a home with a pediatrician, a far-flung community, a full of youth. In the middle of the meal, he left. My son remained with his wife. There was no use of her children. And yeah, he says, maybe I shouldn't do it. And they're going there, and they're coming back. And not always with the pediatrics, it's the good message. Maybe a little tummy ache. You know? So, am I going to say he is defiant? Now, you may say I'm prejudiced as a rabbi, but on the other hand, you know, I could be mocked at. I'm the question of how, like I told you the story initially. But knowing the psychology of a guy like that, I think falls into the category of Moshe's definition.
I just want to ask,
how people will view it. Right, you're right. People will view it on the name.
They will know that he's...
No. They feel that it's permitted.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, they won't view him as a kosher. Not from me, they don't know him. But he's lax. It's lax. Casual. It's misyonis for doctors. Unless one puts his foot down. That's what he's got to do. I told this once, so let me tell you my story. A fellow in my congregation was going for his residence near my area. And he said, Rabbi, yes. And I was walking home with him one Friday night. And I told him, point blank, he says, everybody has to be Moshe Nefesh. Your father, who's in a big company, high officer for you, be in a higher position, we're not for the Shabbos and Yom Kippur. I said, I myself, to become a conservative rabbi, I get 2 times the salary. Why shouldn't a doctor, so instead of earning $120,000 a year, $150,000, which is supposed to be the norm, so earn $10,000 less and engage a chauffeur or a taxi company? Why not? Who says he's going to make all of it? $10,000 less, why the machincha? And remember, $10,000 will go for expenses. So he's not going to pay taxes on it. Comes to me a few weeks later. Rabbi, I listen to you. I've gone to the residency, I can get this residency and ask for medical. I'm ready to pay my $50 a Shabbos to walk with you. I'm good. So sign. So, I think it's a good idea. But there is a Shomer Shabbos situation, which you wouldn't have that problem. I didn't know if he'll get it here, but he was accepted to Nassau Medical. And in this particular department, rehabilitation is supposed to be one of the finest in the area. They said, call somebody. Probably you can guess who it is. Of course, he's more expert in the field of medical and medicine and medical situations. Call that one was a little hesitant. He said, well, you got into this program. I said, well, you got into that one. You're not sitting up to show me. So it's all right. You know, it's like uneasy. So I got to the front. I said, what's up? Sir? Well, I said, but you got into this program. All right. Yeah. Not too happy about it. So I sent them Jeff tickets. Take this program. I think because of your sincerity, you're going to get away with it. You know what happens itself? This is what the serious message. I think there's a broken Hashem mind. Do we believe it? The chairman of the department, Ayido, didn't care a darn about religion. says you won't have to come in on Saturdays, nor on the holidays. You get all the holidays off. And you come in on Sunday. He never had a Shabbos party. He never had a Yom Tov party. All 4 years that he's been in that hospital. He was mocking. I tell you, he makes a nefesh difference. But there are other doctors. There's another one at that hospital. Cain never came to shul. Once on a forum, and late that afternoon, young Kiffer didn't make an issue about it. Meg is a doctor, heart doctor, here I might say, you know, fine. But again, can I call him a kofir? And I don't think my Balabatan anyway is going to look at, wouldn't view him as a kofir. So I think it would be subject to the definition of what's their emotion. That's a very clever insight in the part of their emotion. In this matter of the determining the sock, a lot depends, obviously, on an attitude of sock. Whenever you read a posek, at least that's how I did, I read through the psak and I try to understand the dialectics, the filter, which is primary, of course. But when it comes to the psak, how does it move? And I try to discover an attitude. What we call today, what Das Torah? What is an attitude? Remember I told you before the question of the Fahesya, that if the Jew is embarrassed as a brother or a brother in the community, or a mayor, since his Balabatim will flip the cigarettes over the bridge into the water, that would not be considered the Fahesya. So you can argue what kind of business is that? They simplify his for the 10 Jews. Then he dashed himself B'nai Yisrael. And if he does the act in the presence of B'nai Yisrael, 10 of them, what do I care whether the world is part of it or not part of it? Why should the world? The fact that the world's presence will prevent him will not work against him. Why? So I saw in a Sefer, there's a Sefer Yitzchak, and there's a parish there, Yitzchak Levina, it's called. And he uses the expression, let me see if I can find it, I did not incorporate it in the packet, but I think I wrote it down, if you just give me a moment. Knowing me, I probably messed it up. He says like this, very interestingly. He explains that sheep, and by the way, it's not only the Sefer Yitzchak, it's the Torah Chaim and others, by the way, quote the same thing. That Lo Yishia, he is not so wicked. He's not that kind of a personality. He does it fine, hold it against him. But as long as he's not that kind of a Russia, where he will defy the other God on the top, where he has a sense of busha, we don't view him as your Shia, that he's the Russia. Interesting. By the way, all you have to do is raise your hand. If I don't, then you might. It's interesting insight. Hirshia, he's not Hirshia. This is the point he's very much. So we see a Machalas Shabbos of Fahesya. We mean more than just the finals. We mean one who is a real Russian. There's no respect, no regard for anybody, including the other
people. But I think that hasn't been the issue we've been discussing. The whole point why we're saying that Paul Shabbos is Ka'abim is because he doesn't believe and he's a kofar. The biggest kofar in the world, in fact, most Goyim will have respect for other people's beliefs. It's the way things, especially in the United States.
Right.
And if anybody walking into the way things were in the United States, if there's some kind of ceremony in a synagogue, anybody who walks in will put in the yarmulke, Jewish, not Jewish, just because it's respect for somebody else's beliefs. And somebody could be the biggest kofer in the world and think that my shop is the stupidest thing, but out of respect for my beliefs, won't do anything that will offend me.
You have a very valid point. I didn't think of it, and I thank you for it. What will the safe, what will the Ethan Lupino say to that? I will on his behalf.
He's not good.
He's not that kind of a kofer. It's got to be a kofer with rishus. That's how he would assume. I would assume that. He uses the word Yeshia. Low Yeshia. I'm trying to find the page. By the way, the Shulis of the Shurmuk is called Shulos Vahanhogos. Interesting, by the way. A whole section on Bali Shulis too. Very interesting, Chinese. Fantastic.
If that's the case, then none of these questions apply. Because anybody who would be willing to stay, sit in shul, the sixth room in him, should be included, because he's not that kind of ratio.
So
then he can be a minion, he can get an aliyah, he can daven. If he's willing to sit in shul, then
you have an objection.
No, it's fine. That's a totally different thing.
You know, as they say in French, c'est un infinitif.
Where you is.
You answered the question. They are economics. Yes, according to that kind of thinking. And remember, we're quoting also the Torah Chaim. I don't know if you're acquainted with the same Torah Chaim. He's on a number of Masechtos, Sanhedrin and Yeruvim. He's one of the great Achronim. There's Achronim, the excitement. And this is quoted in Shulis, Torah's Chaim, so. Besides the Saint Ethan, which is an earlier word. So you're not. What were they trying to do? What was the point they're trying to do? Delimit the severity of the application of the halakha, of the implications of the halakha. Hey, you're not. Just want to read one piece. See, last night I attended a board meeting of the shul. Well, here's the Ethan Levine. I attended a board meeting and I thought it would finish about 9:30. I had an outreach class. I went to the board meeting. Usually I attend the board meeting. They expect me to the board meeting. Except when it's my salary. Yeah. If I slept some crazy things, I had to be there. I got home about 10:30, quarter to 11. Then I started working, and I went to bed about 1:32. So it's time to get up at 6. That's why I'm moving aside the papers. Here it says, Ethan would be a near the Heil of Dafra in Hirshia Kolka. Lechalel Shabbos Gam Bamaimat Chokham Vahir. Ukiyos. His words. He's explaining the same thing. Abo, the Mishadai Mashir Aslo, Shiloh the Halil Shabbos, the Maima Chocho, Pahir, Akshem Halil Shabbos, the Nay Shah Anshe Hamon, Adayin Lohavi Kagoy, Lassos Yahin Nesha. Attitudes. This I will conclude. It's very important. We'll deal with it, and hopefully next week we'll conclude. The Skanaro, Baron Volkan, of the city of Pinsk. He's a great person, Skanaro. What's that shiny? Of course. The hell is shiny.
Young people, he says, who are out in the streets, guilty of people from Yishuv, and the Chalas Shabbos and so on, trams, bums, whatever, can they eat, can they do it? And other Shabbos, healing. Say it like this, Amnon, Mibnei Shebeklau Ein Ritzoni L'daber V'lachtol Hadin, come to a decisive decision, Abinyonim Klonim Ko Eilev Asher Ein Min Haro Uri Lodu Yechidi V'tzorich Liyos Mosun Me'od L'kvoa Halacho. And then he quotes the Gemara Soter, the Olam Tehei Smo Docher V'yamin Mekarevis. Then he adds, listen to this caveat, the Kama Dvorim Hikiru Chazal Mishum Eva. They were making a number of many matters, and he cites them by here. Because of Eva, there shouldn't be enmity. Mean high timer, hello, bechuvah, samach tzedek. That was the Lubavitcher. Third. Shalola harchik. So forth. Shaloyiyu portion the gamrin natsubu. The yarbe machlokis the yisrael. Furthermore, he adds, they la archiv hapirut, ula archikom the gamrin. As it must so, la hoch gambis chus haposhkin. Umi mokom hapetza, shom titzmach horfu om. And then he said, this is my mail, we have other problems and so on. I want to conclude on a more positive note here after all this story. Excellent. Open your mind, Lord. The quality of the mind. Any questions, I'd be glad to try to answer them now. Any orders I would appreciate. I appreciate it. Some of these orders I've heard before.
I'm going to go right there.